Nick, he's 91, so you know, until we get things, the legal things and financial things situated, you know, that's how it's going to be, but hopefully the switch will come soon.
So there is some negotiations underway.
Yeah, there is.
So what's the deal with 91 as far as wanting to go to that?
Well, that was my college number, you know, right. And you know, that's where I built myself at. I built my name and I established myself, and you know, that's the number I want to hear. But you know, as a rookie, you don't want to come in and, you know, splash in the waters. And you know, 56 is a nice number, and you know, I kind of wanted that number in respect to Al Wilson. But you know, I kind of see this as a new beginning for me. You know, we got new coaching staff, and I want to get back to my roots. That's how I'm viewing it as.
Do you have a sense that it'll work out pretty soon? Should we be looking for a number change tomorrow?
Oh, I don't know. If the Reebok guy was standing next to me, I'll tell him the answer to that. But you know, I'm just doing what I can do, and you know, when it comes, it comes.
Stay tuned, right?
Yes, sir.
How do you feel about this year? As far as, I mean, you got everything new, clean slate, new coaches.
Not necessarily starting from scratch, you know, just starting with this staff, you know. You know, they know what I feel like they got an idea of what I can do, you know, but I want to surprise them and show them that I can do even more, you know. And last 2 years is in the past, and, you know, I'm going to make the best out of this situation. I think it's a system that I can, you know, shine in and, you know, help the team to be a top defense. And, you know, that's my goal. And, you know, it's always going to be my goal, no matter who my coach is or what. And, you know, I want to win and I want to be great. Yeah, that's always a positive. You know, all defensive players want a defensive head coach, and all offensive coaches want an offensive head coach. But, you know, I think that'll help us defensively, and, you know, and I think it'll help, you know, the offense too, because they'll know the coverage and things like that. So, you know, this is my first NFL defensive coach, and I'm going to enjoy it.
When you saw 91 out there today, were you had to take a double take since you were 91 yesterday?
Now, I knew he was coming, so I just went up to him and said, yeah, we're going to get this taken care of. And he was like, yeah, because he wants 56 and I want 91, so we're going to work it out.
Are you going to hold out more since you're the vet?
What is that?
Are you going to hold out for a little more since you're the vet?
Nah, I'm not going to do that. You know, I wanted to welcome him in, and, you know, hopefully he could be a key part of this team on defense, special teams. And, you know, I seen film of him, and he could play. So I'm looking forward to getting him out here, and I'm going to be nice this time. You know, I'm going to give him the number, and I'm going to get my number.
How do you feel about some of the rookies and their performances today?
I feel good about them. You know, one guy that stood out to me early was, I don't know, it was Muhammad, I think it is.
Yep.
He seemed real intelligent, you know, on the field. You know, he's making checks, and of course he made some errors, but he seemed real positive and real intelligent, and he's athletic. So, you know, he's another guy that's going to be able to help a lot for us. And, you know, Von Miller, of course, you know, I'm probably one of the most excited players on the team to have him. And then you got Nate, who I've seen him do work. And, you know, a lot of guys that are playmakers, and big Orlando, he's a big boy. And so, you know, I feel like so far so good, you know, and I'm excited to see what these guys can do.
As a defensive player, how excited were you overall, not just with the defensive coach, but the draft had a decidedly defensive emphasis as well with Irving and Miller and the safeties?
I mean, I don't think the fact that he's a defensive coach is the reason why we drafted defensive players. You know, we needed some help, we needed some depth, and that's what we went after, you know, and we got some offensive guys too. We needed help in the offensive line, you got Orlando. So I think the coaches did a good job of addressing the needs, regardless of whether them being offensive coaches or defensive coaches.